From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
I like Desert Spike with pain, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Somber, sweet, and sour.
18 after on this Thursday. Good to have you here. The conversations over tariffs have been pushed a little bit to the back burner, but not today. Michael Alamo is the executive director of Clean Fuels Michigan. Michael, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so you've written an opinion piece that tariffs damage Michigan's economy and the automobile industry in particular. No real evidence of that thus far. I mean, obviously, General Motors is closing plants. That has nothing at all to do with tariffs and taxes and arguments with China. Now, does it?
Well, I think, yeah, it's not so much about what's happened thus far, but what damage could incur in the future if things aren't corrected. So we've been encouraged by some of the conversations that the Trump administration seems to have with China around scaling back these tariffs, but there's still a lot of uncertainty out in the industry, and that's concerning for us.
A lot of the uncertainty, though, comes from the practices of these corporations, wouldn't you say? I mean, General Motors, I hate to pick on General Motors, but they did get $11 billion that the American taxpayers ate on behalf of General Motors, and we lost money when that stock was sold off. We ate $11 billion. Probably would have been far better for the corporation to go through traditional bankruptcy proceedings to be a stronger, tougher corporation. But obviously, plants are closing. And plants are closing that could be used for your initiative on green energy, if you will, and clean fuels. And so what do you say to General Motors when these plants close, Michael? And you know those plants could be used to build electric vehicles and other products. What do you say to GM?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you bring up some good points. There's no question that the automotive sector is undergoing massive transitions towards advanced mobility technologies that's vehicle electrification, but it's also autonomous vehicle technology and connected vehicle technology. And these innovations, these investments, they cost money. Michigan is home to 76% of all automotive R&D spending in the country. It's a very, very significant amount. And we need to be cognizant of that. 2019 is going to be a tough year for the auto economy already. We're seeing declines in overall demand for vehicle sales, et cetera. But vehicle electrification is where the world is going. We need to compete. We need to compete.
Well, in fairness, you're right. There's an evolution toward electric vehicles. But General Motors announcing they'll go to all electric vehicles here over the next few years, that was fairly mandated by the bailout provisions put forth during the Obama administration. Ford's not going all electric. They're going all SUV. And there are a lot of electric and hybrid vehicles available in the Ford line by comparison, but not 100% electric. And when you look at gas at the pump at $1.95, that doesn't bode well for electric vehicles either, does it?
You know, Ford and GM take very different approaches here. Ford, you know, does not have the market penetration in Asia and China that GM has. GM has a different global outlook here, and I think that they're doing what they think is right by the company and by their shareholders to go in on zero-emission vehicle technology, and we support that.
And again, what if it proves to be a bad bet? I mean, we've already bailed GM out of some bad bets over many years by bailing them out in the first place. And again, I'm not picking on GM, but the facts on the table remain the same. The United States government, therefore, the taxpayers had to bail them out.
To the bashing GM discussion too much, because I think if we want to talk about electrification, we can talk about it. I mean, the reality is that over the last 6 to 7 years, we've seen massive decreases in the cost of the technology, and it is being commercialized right here and now in Michigan.
But the other thing we've seen a massive – hold on, in fairness, and sure. We're with Michael Alamo here from the Clean Fuels Michigan group. Gas is cheaper because of the American energy renaissance. Gas is cheaper every single day. And now it's below $2. And yes, it might fluctuate some, but I might remind you that during the Obama administration, 2010 and 11, it was $4.25. It's less than half of what it was then. The energy renaissance continues, more oil being produced daily. So then my question becomes, again, is electric the right bet?
Yeah, exactly, Steve. I mean, we're not saying that we should pump the brakes on, you know, the things that America has done to see economic success. We should continue down those roads, but we should also be investing into the future. Half of the world's global economy has put into place policies that either mandate electric vehicles or move away from combustion engines over the next 15 to 20 years. I mean, it's just a reality. It's just an economic reality that is where we are headed. And so instead of trying to fight that transition, we need to be embracing it so that we continue to lead in the automotive sector instead of falling behind.
I think we're doing that in fairness. And my point being is making a fleet 100% electric, I think, is potentially short-sighted. Might be an all-in bet that maybe shouldn't happen. And that's why a diversification of the product line and the propulsion systems might be more in order as a long-term plan. Because, yes, you're right, electrification is happening. Some nations are demanding that. But the two biggest auto markets in the world, China and the United States, continue to have both. China is clearly going to more electric vehicles, but you have both and might want to pursue both, especially when the United States now has a corner on the energy industry through the American Energy Renaissance. I'll give you the last word.
We should absolutely push for both. But, Steve, I would absolutely push back that we are right now leading in the future of mobility space. There is a lot of work to be done. And the real battle is the side of intellectual property. That was something that President Trump has talked a lot about. The tariffs don't address that. That is still an enormous issue, and that's what we should be focusing on.
All right. Greatly appreciate the input. Good conversation here. Michael Alimo from Clean Fuels Michigan. Greatly appreciate the conversation and have a great new year. I'm sure we'll talk many times.
Thanks so much, Steve. Looking forward to it.
There you have it. It's a conversation that's not going away anytime soon. By the way, in 2019, you might have concerns about your business. You might want somebody there to look out for you. That would be the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you're not a member and you're a business owner, man, you should be. So many benefits, so many ways that the chamber's out there every day knocking on the doors of the politicians to make decisions that affect you, your family, your employees, and your entire business. To find out more, go to Michigan Chamber, the michamber.com. michamber.com to find out more about the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm a member. You should be too. It's the Steve Gruber Show.